Rain in the area expected to hit Columbus at some point tonight. Few thought we'd get this game in. And quite honestly, both sides played like they wanted to stay dry. The first five innings lasted about an hour. Ryan Merritt for Columbus mowing down Lehigh Valley batters, faced the minimum three batters in five of the first six innings. Top of the fifth, two pigs reach base. That's the only inning of those first six that they put runners on, both on singles. Neither reach scoring position. On the other side, James Russell making a spot start, last second call by Dave Brundage, holding out Jake Thompson. Fearful of the weather, Brundage. Russell, in four innings of work, faced just one more than the minimum 12, also allowing just two singles. We rolled early on, but a minor detour for the Pigs in the bottom of the fifth. Russell out, Bobby Lafrenboise in to face Robbie Grossman for Columbus.
Overall, Bobby is 1-2, a 6.75 ERA in eight games. Andy Diehl's here, swung on and rifled. And that ball is out to deep left field. Back is Williams. Forget about it. It's out of here.
Grossman would finish with the only multi-hit game on this swiftly paced Monday evening. 1-0 Clippers through five. Lafrenboise bared down, went 1-2-3 in the sixth. Rainier Roy ball on in the seventh, allowed a pair to base runners, but worked a scoreless frame. All while Ryan Merritt on the other side for Columbus continued to work efficiently. Quite frankly, it was just an uneventful game tonight. In the first 7.5 innings, not a single runner combined for both sides reached third outside of the fifth inning homer by Grossman to the bottom of the eighth inning. Single and a stolen base puts Colin Cowgill at second with one out. A hit of any kind should get him home.
They hold on Cowgill with Jackson, big hole left side. Pitch is swung on right through that whole base hit. Now it's hit too hard, but it's booted. It's booted by Williams, who is coming in. That's going to allow Cowgill to score. Talk about a manufactured run. That should be a single and an E7. There is no way that runner was going to try to score on that play.
And, of course, the home scoring, they didn't quite rule it an error. The run probably would have scored eventually that inning. The insurance added by Tyler Naquin. Michael Martinez grounded one deep in the hole on the right side for the second out. That probably would have brought Cowgill in anyway. So it's 2-0 to the ninth inning. The Clippers leading it. And Ryan Merritt, the starter for Columbus, on to close out the complete game.
So Joseph does not come up a tying run, and you wonder if he did, if they would have brought in the righty who's warm in the bullpen. Either way, Joseph 1-for-3, Pigs down to their final out. Pitch is swung on, popped up, should end the game. It's over by short, where Gonzalez backpedaling calls off Martinez and puts it away. It's a 9-inning shutout for left-hander Ryan Merritt as Columbus takes game one of the series by the final of 2-0. And that is the first time this season the Pigs have been shut out.
It's a complete game for Merritt on just 97 pitches, 69 of them strikes to 28 balls. Lehigh Valley manages just four hits against the Clippers lefty. And if you're wondering, the rains held off all evening long.